For the first time, citizens of Timor-Leste, East Timor, living in Darwin and Sydney, will be able to vote from Australia in their country's upcoming elections. The president of Timor-Leste's Electoral Commission's been in Australia to explain the process to voters. He says this year is a trial to see if the model can be expanded to other Australian jurisdictions. Felicity James reports from Darwin.
This year, some Timorese Australians, including Darwin resident Dulcie Munn, will be given a chance to vote in Timor-Leste's elections without flying back to the country.
It's quite exciting because the last time we Darwinians from East Timor, we were able to vote for the referendum in August 1999, that's 18 years ago, and to be able to participate again this time and casting our vote for the future of our nation, Timor-Leste, is quite important.
Timor-Leste's Electoral Commission has been registering voters in Darwin and Sydney this week, ahead of the country's presidential election in March. Alcino Baris is the commission's president.
Now we come again to explain to them about the system, because Timor-Leste and Australia is very, very different.
Francisco José Filippi is Timor-Leste's Consul General in the Northern Territory and has been working closely with Mr. Baris.
First time in the last 14 years of the country independence that the Timorese abroad will be able to vote.
The Consul General estimates there are more than 30,000 Timorese Australians eligible to vote in the elections.
This is the first time that Timorese stand on his own feet and to organise this election. And I think that the National Commission for the Electoral in Timor-Leste should be complimented on that.
But he says this year's voting from Australia is a test run, limited to Sydney and Darwin, with about 800 voters registered so far.
So it could have big implications if the trial goes well.
Yes, you can say that again. It will be a nightmare to be able to gather everyone together and run from state to state. And logistically, it's going to be huge, and financially, it's going to be another huge thing.
Dulcie Munn would like to see the trial expanded to Melbourne in particular, where there's a large community of Timorese Australians.
A lot of Timorese in Melbourne, Queensland and WA are quite sad and actually a little bit upset that they can't take part on the voting.
So you've spoken to some people who are a bit upset about this?
Yes, and to travel to East Timor, it's a bit impossible for some due to commitments, work and expenses and all that. So they're a bit upset that they're not included in this voting in this election.
International observers from the European Union, Portuguese-speaking countries and Australia have been invited to watch from the sidelines at Timor-Leste's presidential election and the parliamentary election in July. Consul General Francisco José Filippi.
We had quite a few observers from Timor-Leste invited by the Electoral Commission here, and they were posted in New South Wales in various polling centres, you know, to follow the process of the election here in Australia. So the connection is there. We want to continue.
He says the Northern Territory Electoral Commission has also offered assistance.
Felicity James.